Brad Arnold is going to tell us the weird spot he wrote his first big hit.
What's up, guys?
How are you?
What's up, Hank?
Doing great, man. How you guys doing?
We're doing excellent. We're excited about your show coming to the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater July 1st with Candlebox.
Nice.
Yeah, man. We're looking forward to it.
You guys just started the tour?
We did. Last weekend was our first set of shows, and about to kick off the second weekend tonight.
How's it been?
Oh, man, it's been awesome. It's been great shows. And we're so excited to have Candlebox out with us this year.
They're great.
Candlebox is one of they are, man. They were one of my first favorite bands, you know. I mean, we started touring when I was only 20 years old, so I don't have been going to concerts for a few years when we started touring. And Candlebox is my first show that I walked away from going, man, that was a good band.
Really? That was the first show you walked away saying, damn.
Yeah, I had been to concerts before, but our local radio station that got us actually signed down in Biloxi, Mississippi, they put on a radio festival every year, and Candlebox headlined it that year, and either that was them being like put up against a lot of other bands that I listened to at the time too, and they've always been a great band, and Kevin Steele sounds just like that today.
He does.
Yeah.
We had him do a thing for us, a private kind of small show.
It's uncanny.
And it was amazing how great he sounded. What was the first concert you went to, Brad?
My first concert, I think actually that my first rock concert was Brother Kane.
Okay,
and that was
wow.
Also over in Biloxi. My first actual concert that I went to was actually Brooks and Dunn.
Brooks and Dunn, okay.
Brooks and Dunn.
Yep.
Man, they wrote so many big songs. That was a songwriting powerhouse.
Oh, yeah.
They've been around for a minute.
You wrote Kryptonite when you were 15 years old. How did that come to you?
I used to sit and write songs in high school algebra class a lot. You know, I wasn't a real big fan of math. And I had a creative writing class like right before that class, and then I had lunch. So I think going and doing all those exercises in the creative writing class, and then going to lunch and having some time to talk with my friends, I go into this algebra class and I just write songs all the time. And that song was just really kind of asking the question, you know, no matter what, will you be my friend, whether I'm up or whether I'm down.
So I did a math class, good.
Well, mathematically, that class made you a lot of money.
It did. It calculated well.
It really did.
Was that the song that got you signed? Was there, you know, was there a song that a record company heard and said, okay, we think you could do it?
Well, that local radio station down in Biloxi, we'd been friends with those guys. You know, we did radio shows and stuff for them here and there, but we begged them for a while to play that song, and they had a local show that they did like on Sunday nights once a month where they play local music, and we went on that show several times, and the program director was listening one night, and he said, you know what, I'm going to add that song, which, you know, I thought he could just do that at any time. You know, I learned much later that a program director can't just, oh yeah, sure, I'll add these local guys. But he did. He stepped out on a limb for us, and he added a song, and it became the most requested song they'd ever had at the station. And they were a BDS reporting station, so the record company seen the reports of what had been being played. And we went from there. Atlantic and Universal came down and talked to us, and Monty Lipman from Universal came down, and that's who signed us. And we were always have been on Universal, and they were always a great company to us.
Where's that program director now?
You know, he actually managed some bands and stuff for a little while. But he actually is a program director still.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah, it sounds like he had a real ear for talent.
Yeah,
good for him to go out on a limb like that.
Yeah, that's rare.
I'm very thankful for him. Kenny Vest is his name. He's a great guy.
What's the first record you remember owning or buying?
White Lion Pride.
Oh my God.
The first record ever.
Wow.
That's going back.
Wow.
You know, it shows how manly you are that you were able to admit that in public.
Immediately. Like, you didn't even like blink, just like blah, right out.
I used to love that song, When the Children Cry.
Oh.
I was like a little kid, and I used to love that song.
See, I liked Wait.
I have to admit, I liked it when it was popular. Yep.
That was a good one too. But I'm the youngest of seven kids, so I kind of listen to whatever my brothers and sisters listen to. And I would probably steal my sister's Bon Jovi Sleeper When Wet tape. Probably I listened to it probably more than anything right through that little era.
Right.
What a great friggin' album that is.
It really was.
It's, you know, we're still playing it. We're still playing.
I heard this morning.
Living on a Prayer.
Yep.
Wanted Dead or Alive.
There's a video of a man in a park on Instagram that just old man is sitting on a park bench in the middle of a pretty kind of a busy little area of a park, and he just starts singing Living on a Prayer.
Oh.
And within like 25 seconds, there's probably 150 people singing it with him.
Wow.
Really?
Was that Richie Sambora?
Richie Sambora was the homeless guy in the
Found him!
Well, your songs are like that, too. I mean, you're going to have the whole crowd singing along at Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater.
We've been very blessed to have some songs that have really taken hold over the years, and that's the highlight of it, man, is looking out there and seeing people sing those songs back to you.
Right. That's got to be kind of mind-blowing. Do you remember, like, the first time you heard yourself on the radio was when that program director added you, but was there another moment where, like, you're in your car driving down the road and, like, maybe in another town or something?
Absolutely. We were just getting signed and just recorded the Better Life record, and we were going to play a show in Albany, New York, in Albany, Georgia. And we were on our way to Albany, Georgia in a van, and the song came on that station as we were kind of getting close to town there. And man, I will never forget that. We were all in that van and heard the song come on the radio, and I think we probably just about wrecked that van.
Grab the wheel. Right. Aren't you supposed to be driving? Oh yeah.
Who's driving? Why are you back here?
I thought you were driving. You get back there. That's messed up.
Well, we're very, very excited to see you on July 1st with Candlebox. What a great double bill.
Oh, huge.
Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater. We're linked up on the radio station website. If you want, please feel free to stop by the radio station anytime.
I'm usually asleep when the morning shows are going on.
I know, you damn rock stars. Just stay up all night.
Yeah, we did it.
It's so weird, man. I had to change gears there now because I live on a farm in Middle Tennessee. We don't like grow crops, but we have horses. And so every morning we're out there taking care of those horses. I have to, like, readjust my clock completely because I stay up till 2 o'clock.
Well,
right.
We both eat like horses.
In the morning.
Well, the offer's out there if you think you might want to get up early and spend some time on the radio show and hang out and talk. Also, I know some really good horse farms in town if you want to see some horses while you're here.
Right on.
All right, brother. Brad, thank you so much for coming on, man. We're looking forward to your show. Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport, July 1st with Candlebox. We're linked up on the radio station website.
Awesome, man. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Thank you, sir.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.